Israeli and Palestinian sources say Prime Minister Ariel Sharon could meet with his Palestinian counterpart, Mahmoud Abbas, as early as Tuesday. It would be the second meeting between the two leaders in just over a week. These signs of movement in the peace process come a day after the Israeli cabinet formally accepted the International Peace Plan, popularly known as the Roadmap. Mr. Sharon said Monday that he would make every effort to push the roadmap forward as he prepared for a second round of talks with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. His comments followed the Israeli cabinet's conditional endorsement of the plan, which calls for the establishment of a Palestinian state by 2005. Mr. Sharon said the decision had not been an easy one and that he still had doubts, but he added that Israel must give the plan a chance to succeed. At the same time, his cabinet also made it clear the Israeli government would never accept the entry of Palestinian refugees to areas that are now part of the Jewish state. Israeli Foreign Minister Sylvain Shalom said Monday it would mean the end of Israel if millions of Palestinian refugees were granted entry. The decision has angered the Palestinian president Yasser Arafat. A spokesman for Mr. Arafat says Israel should have followed the example of the Palestinians and accepted the roadmap without conditions. Despite these differences, the two sides appear ready to maintain contacts at the highest level, as evidenced by the plans for another meeting between Mr. Sharon and Mr. Abbas. The United States has also welcomed Israel's approval of the roadmap to peace, describing it as a positive and important step. Western diplomats say President Bush may soon hold a summit with Israeli and Palestinian leaders, possibly in Jordan and not Egypt as previously suggested. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.